You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Count me through thick and thin, our friendship I will never end. When you are weak, I will be strong, helping you to carry on. Call me, I will be there. Don't be afraid. Please believe me when I say, count on. I can see it's hurting you, I can feel your pain. It's hard to see the sunshine through the rain. Oh, I know sometimes it seems as if it's never going, but you get through it. Just don't give in, 'cause you can. When you are weak, I will be strong, helping you to carry on. Call me, I will be there. Don't be afraid. Please believe me when I say, count on. You can count on me.
It is the sounds of Whitney Houston and Cece Winans on this one that is titled Count On Me, bringing us to 12 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and you and you, wherever you are tuning us from in this very moment. You are now tuned into The Crossover right here on the only talk radio station in Namibia, with me, Abigail, right up until the hour of 6. So welcome to this week's edition of The Crossover. And of course, it is a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sundays when we start off a new week, right? We all know that it's only a few days until it is Valentine's. How I wish the crossover was on Saturday. You know, because the coming Saturday, it is going to be Valentine's Day, right? And we all know what Valentine's Day is all about. If you don't know, please go do your research so that you can know what Valentine's is all about. I have already started to see the hype, like the hype has gotten so real about this day compared to the previous weeks where it was just a thing of, okay, Valentine's is coming. You know, we are now in February, or we are approaching February. So Valentine's is definitely coming up. Make sure you are prepared. Make sure you are ready. But now it's like when you even go on social media, adverts that pop up, right, on your algorithms, it's mostly Valentine's adverts. So the pressure is real. I've been telling you, people have been encouraging those who are single to find somebody so that they can celebrate Valentine's together. And especially looking at the fact that this year's Valentine's is on Saturday, there is no way you are going to spend this Saturday all alone. You still have a few days. You still have from today right up until Friday to find a Valentine's partner so that you can also just celebrate the day, right? I'm good. I'm okay. I don't need to celebrate Valentine's. I am just telling you guys. I'm just encouraging you. I do not have to celebrate Valentine's. Yeah, until maybe one day when I feel like, okay, it is the right time to do so, maybe I will. But this coming Saturday, I might as well just be indoors and binge watch. Yes, unless if maybe somebody invites me out the day, like, let's go. We can't be indoors on this particular day. Maybe that's the only time I will be out. Alas, I have no plans for Valentine's. So, yeah. And also, it is the 8th of February. Obviously, there should be somebody born on this day. Every day is somebody's birthday out there. That is a fact. I don't think there is any day that passes by and nobody was born on that day. And one thing that I am so amazed of is how every day in the world somewhere, you know, somebody is being born. Someone is currently giving birth, probably as me and you are here, right here on the crossover. Somebody out there is in labor giving birth. So I'd like to wish everybody born today a happy birthday to you. And I hope you do enjoy it to the fullest. I know it is a Sunday, but that does not mean you cannot celebrate your day that only comes once in a year. So do make sure that you enjoy it, you know, after today up until next year again. And next year, it's even worse. It's going to be on a Monday. I also need to check when my, I don't recall when my birthday was last year. I need to check. Yeah, but I think it was, you know, during the week. I'm just not yet, I don't recall. There's something about the age that I'm at right now. I'm so forgetful. Like, I'll forget even simple things, unfortunately. This is what makes me wonder now. What about those ones who are like on the fourth floor, fifth floor, you know, going up? How are they surviving if on the third floor, this is how we are surviving, struggling with, you know, remembering things? I'm sure it's not easy. So, yeah, I had a lovely weekend. How was your weekend? I hope it was lovely. I had a lovely weekend. Didn't do much. Friday, I was home. Yesterday, I just went out for a lunch, a birthday lunch. It was my friend's birthday somewhere in January. And we only got a chance, you know, to do something together yesterday. That's the only thing I basically did. And after that, I went back home. Yeah, that's about my weekend. My weekend is only one day, Saturdays. I don't think I can even count Fridays. I can't count Sundays, that's for sure, because Sundays I do come here and keep you guys company. So that is out of the picture when it comes to the weekend. So I only have one day. Yes, one day. That's my weekend. That's Saturday. So if I don't happen to do something, then I'm just like, you know, at home resting, looking forward to the Sunday, looking forward to being in your company as usual. Yes. So next week, Sunday, we are going to ask the couples to come on air and come tell us how the celebrations, you know, went about. How was the Saturday? How was the Valentine's? And also, if I also happen to be invited somewhere out there, I will definitely come and give you the lungus. That's for sure. I know we all love lungus. So definitely, if a magic happens for me, I will come and share with you guys like, oh, you are not going to believe it. I actually ended up where and where and where on the Valentine's Day. You never know. You know, things happen. Yes. So today we are talking about something that is very dear to my heart. I'm actually surprised that in the past 2 years that I've been hosting the crossover, we never got to talk about, you know, this topic or this conversation that we are having today. But I know it is something that we do talk about in our lives, not only in my life, I'm sure in your life as well. And yeah, probably I've mentioned it in passing on the crossover, I'm not sure, or probably maybe on Sizuma, I don't know. But I was just surprised when I decided this is what I'm going to talk about this Sunday. And I was like, hold up. How come you have never actually dived into this topic before? Yeah. So I will let you know on the other side what we are going to talk about. But before we get there, right, let me just remind you to subscribe to our e-paper. If you are not yet subscribed, please do so. You don't pay anything. The subscription is free of charge and it's very easy, easy and simple. So after you have subscribed, you start receiving our e-paper, which is the Villager, 3 times in the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as Fridays. So how do you subscribe? Subscription is very easy. As I have mentioned before, all you need to do is save the following number, 081-200-4144, right? That is the number you need to save, 081-200-4144. You can save the number as the Villager, just in case maybe you are saving the number as I am mentioning the number right now. So it's easy for you to remember and go back to the number and subscribe in case you are caught up or you are busy with something else. So after you have saved the number, go on your WhatsApp, find the contact and send a message, right? So it's on WhatsApp, not a text message, not an iMessage, not an RCS message. Mm-mm. Text message. No, not a text message. Pardon me. I don't know where my mind went to. It's a WhatsApp message. So after you have saved the number, open your WhatsApp, go on the contact, the Villager, and then you can send the word, subscribe. After that, you wait for a response that is going to notify you that you have been subscribed to our e-paper. And after that, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you will receive a free copy on these particular days. You know, just to keep you updated with, you know, business news, you know, policies and all that. So, and also economic news. Yes, economic news as well. So don't miss this chance. Do subscribe and, start enjoying, the news on the finger of your tips. 22 minutes, past the hour of 4. It is now actually 23 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. Allow me to welcome you with the sounds of Brandy. A song that is titled Wow. And after that, we will get into the conversation for today, what we are talking about today. And of course, if you just tuned in, I'm pretty sure you know this voice. This is no more a strange voice on air. That's one thing I know. Whether I'm here speaking Silozi, whether I'm here speaking English, it is a voice that is now very common to your ears. That's for sure. But there is something that is just so weird about our profession. Doesn't matter. You know very well that listeners know who you are as you are speaking on air, but you still have to introduce yourself. This is our profession and we love it either way, even though sometimes they make fun of us, especially when they are having comedy shows, they will make fun of us. That's for sure. But we don't care because you never know. Also, the other thing is that you never know when a new listener tunes in onto your show, you know, and this is why it is always important to always, always introduce yourself, you know, different times in the show. So I am Abigail. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, you are welcome. You are listening to Eagle FM. The show is The Crossover and we are going to be together from 4 right up until the hour of 6. So here is Brandy. Wow. I will see you that is on the other side. Do not go anywhere. And of course, do not change that station.
No more, I cry for you. I found somebody.
Now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting.
The beautiful sounds of Barry White on this one that is titled The Practice What You Preach. And before this one, Brandy also came through with the song that is titled Wow, bringing us to 27 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And of course, it is the crossover until 6 o'clock. So today we are going to talk about a topic that is very dear to my heart. Yes. This topic is very dear to my heart because this is a conversation that I usually have very often. And if I remember very well, I spoke about this very topic not long ago, probably a week ago, that was with a younger sister of mine, right? And I was like, how about we go talk about this topic on the crossover, you know, start off a week with good feelings. Yes, because today's conversation is all about letting us know that it's all good. And that should leave us with feelings that are all good. So today we are talking about you are not behind in life. That is today's topic. You are not behind in life. You know, we live in a world that is driven by timelines. We live in a world that is driven by milestones and also constant comparison. Many people feel pressure to catch up with life. We all know that social media, family expectations, and society's definition of success can make it seem like everyone else is ahead, but you. But the truth is, life doesn't run on a single clock. That is the honest truth. Life never runs on a single clock. So this is what we are talking about. Today's topic is going to remind us that you are not behind in life, and there's no way you are alive and you are behind. You are your own growth. You are on your own path and moving at your own pace. Because this is something that I have conversed about with my friends, with my loved ones so many times. And this is why I even say that it's so funny that we have never had this discussion right here on air on the crossover. And the lovely thing about this show is that it's on a Sunday, and majority of us, the week begins on a Sunday. I know some of you guys, your week starts on a Monday, but I know majority of the people, Sunday is the first day in the week. So as we all know that Sunday is the first day in a week, it is a day that we always need to prepare ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, you know, all aspects of our well-being. We need to make sure that we are prepared for the upcoming week. And with that being said, why not talk about something that it has been or is on most people's minds? You know, you are not behind in life. I'm sure right now there's somebody out there who is listening and they are like, "Oh, I'd like to hear more about this conversation because I've been thinking about that I am behind in life." I've also thought about it. I've came here on air. I have shared so many things right here on air in terms of, you know, the pace where I am at in my life and why I am just really not allowing myself to be consumed, with social pressure, or just the pressure of seeing other people getting ahead in life. That's one thing I am honestly proud of. When it comes to, you know, being an individual, I do not subscribe to pressure. No. Peer pressure? Mm-mm. So if you easily get pressured by how other people live their life or what you are consuming on social media or what other people are telling you, you need to pay attention to this conversation because you never know. At the end of it, it might help you on how you can actually deal with these pressures, because at the end of the day, you are human and you are likely to be consumed by this pressure. So we are going to start off by looking at who sets the timeline, you know, because if other people usually feel like they are behind in life, who sets the timeline for them to feel like, oh, they are behind in life? And the answer is that nobody sets the timeline, to be honest. No one sets the timeline in this life. And this is why, okay. Hola, hola.
Hola, hola.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm starting in the talk how computers we... Oh, 3 years until now, we hear nothing from Eagle FM.
There is no Eagle FM in Okahao?
Yeah.
Oh, since when? Hello?
Hello? 3 years until now.
3 years?
Yeah.
Oh, I will...
I like to live in Eagle FM, but if I switch... There is only...
Oh. You don't have a smartphone?
I have a smartphone.
Okay, if you have a smartphone, I'm going to ask you to download the Eagle FM app.
But I'm the old one.
Yeah?
I'm the old one.
Oh, you are an old one.
How can I do? You
can just ask, you can ask, you know, a small child. I'm sure there should be, you know, the young ones.
If I open on Eagle FM, how can I do?
You have to download the app. You go in Play Store.
Oh, first in the Play Store.
You go in Play Store, look for Eagle FM app.
Wait a moment.
Okay.
Play Store.
Play Store.
Only store or Play Store.
What phone are you using?
Samsung.
Okay, so it should be Play Store.
Play Store?
Yes.
Hi.
You can't find it.
I don't find it.
Oh, let
but
me...
But you have Eagle FM. I saw in Eagle FM...
If you look for the Eagle FM app, you download it. You download the app. After you download the app, then you can listen to the radio. There is no any young person around.
No.
Oh.
I used data.
Yes, you have to use data.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a moment, Okay.
Okay. The data is on?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you find Play Store?
Play Store.
Mm-hmm. Just in your applications, there it should be there. You can't find it.
I wait a young one.
Oh, you are waiting for a young one? Okay. Yeah. They should be able to help you. If you don't manage, you can call us back.
But what about the radio?
The radio, I'll need to find out why it's off in Okahao, because I thought in Okahao the radio was on.
In Okahao?
Yes.
Maybe my radio has a problem.
I don't know, but I'll find out.
But when I use a car, sometimes I hear about FM.
Oh, when you use the car, you can listen.
But sometimes.
Only sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I know the radio is on in Okahao. I'll find out.
Oh. but me, I longing about the Eagle FM.
Is it? For now, just find someone who can download for you the Eagle FM app, and then you will be able to listen to the radio.
On cell phone?
On the cell phone.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, Meme. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh. You know, the way I answered this phone call, I thought maybe it was one of my listeners. As I was like, hola, hola. Wow. But yeah, we continue. 16 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock before Meme called. We were on the first point of our discussion, which looks at who sets the timeline, right? Because there's always the idea that there is a fixed age when it comes to success. There's a fixed age when it comes to marriage. There's a fixed age when you have to be wealthy or stable. So where do these expectations?
Lundulukila kelongi foli nongushu pamwene akulolo Parates Vantage Basic limonena ongodio Samsung A56 5G kujashika poshimari washe doloma feleja hamano nanano komwe dikesh onomito yokuchapula o wawe data dienenga beg o minute do kupopsa difike po mafeleja tatu osheo o mafeleja tatu e SMS kwawe donatango shali sho minute difike po mafeleja vali osheo o mafeleja vali SMS osho tashikupe o wawe Dapo natango, wongushu yoshimari washe dola oma feleja valino mlongo omwe dikeshe. Limonena owa wakapakete koe kwa Vantage Basic. Oku jamo fitola nena. E mangono malandula fano, odo dino kulandurwa. Power your next chat. Stream, call with Paradise.
Always, always
yes, always prepared Paradise. So I actually forgot about that advert, so that's why it just interrupted me when I was about to go on air. But nevertheless, we continue. So we are on the first point of discussion, which is who sets the timeline, because there is always an idea that there's a fixed age for success. Funny enough, I don't know if I should give you this example yet. Maybe, yes, because we are on the fact that who sets the timeline? So, last week, I was conversing with this other person, even though the conversation was formal. I was querying about something formal. And then, I don't know how the whole personal conversation came about. I can't recall, but yes, I found myself being asked as to, do I have a child, right? And I was like, no, not yet. I'm not yet there. You know, I'm still walking the journey, but I haven't reached that destination yet. And then that person was like, how old are you again? And I mentioned my age, and then they were like, you are actually very late. I was like, what? You are very late. By now, you're supposed to have one or two kids, you know, at your age. It's like your years are limiting the ability to be able to give birth. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? So this is the timeline we are talking about. There's this idea that there's a fixed age for some of these things in life, you know. Success, marriage, wealth, stability, having kids and all that. And I keep telling people that there's actually no deadline when it comes to life, because life does not come with a manual. Nobody comes with a manual wherever they usually come from to be able to tell people that, oh, you cannot give birth at 45. Or you cannot give birth at 60, you know. How did you know that I cannot give birth at 45? How did you know that I cannot give birth at 60? Or how did you know that I cannot become a millionaire at 60 years old? How did you know that? Or how did you know that I cannot get married at 60 years old? How did you know that? So when it comes to who sets the timeline in life, to be honest, nobody sets the timeline. At the end of the day, you are walking your own path on your own. So people's opinions or people's pressures should not even make you feel any type of way. It should not make you feel like you are behind in this life, because life does not run on a single clock. I have seen people get married at a very young age, you know, like 24, 25. They are already married, you know, not so long into the marriage, maybe a few months, they are already pregnant with their first child. And after that, maybe they happen to buy a car. After that, they happen to buy a house. That is their path. You know, that is the path they chose to walk onto. But you, who has other plans for your life, that shouldn't make you feel like you are behind just because you are now 30, you are not married, or maybe you don't have a car, you don't have a house. It shouldn't make you feel like you are left behind, because that is your own path. Eventually, when you are in a situation where you can buy your own car, you can buy your own house, you can now have kids, right? You will be able to do that. But the honest truth is that there is no a timeline when it comes to living your own path. There is no deadline when it comes to becoming successful in life. I have seen people become successful at the age of 23, and by the age of 40 something there, you are not going to believe that there is somebody who was successful at the age of 25. Because at the age of 40 there, 40 something, they are now beggars. They are in the streets begging. Because life has no timeline at all. You can be successful at 25, and at 40, you are going to be in the streets begging. You don't have anything to your name. You are probably an alcoholic. You are probably a drug addict, because life has no timeline, right? You could be married at 25, and by the age of 40, you are divorced, with or without kids. That happens. You could be stable in life at the age of 25, and when you get to the age of 40, you are not going to be stable. So that is just life. We shouldn't live our lives based on such expectations, because where do these expectations come from? Who said that at this age you need to be successful? Who said that? Who say that at this age you need to be married? Who say that at this age you need to be wealthy, you need to be stable in life? Who say that? Who came up with all these timelines? Because when we all come on this earth, we do not come with any knowledge of how to navigate life. We are all just living life a day at a time. So nobody should come to you, "Ooh, I feel like I'm preaching." Maybe somebody at the end of the line should say, "Hallelujah, amen." I feel like I am preaching, but it is something that I always talk about in life. And probably this is why I'm so passionate about having this conversation on air. So we should not set timelines in our life based on others' expectations. If somebody wants to get married at 25, let them. That is their path. That is their choice. But it shouldn't make you feel like you are behind, or you are remaining behind when somebody decides to do something that has nothing to do with you. And also, this brings us to the next point of discussion, which is comparison. Comparison is the real pressure in our lives, right? We love to compare our lives to other people's lives, especially online, on social media. My goodness. We love to compare our lives to other people's lives. And I've been saying, I actually come on here and I encourage you guys, or I advise you guys. You see, the things you go and you view for a split 30 seconds, 30 seconds, That is not their real life. There is no way, somebody who takes a video for 30 seconds and posts on social media is going to make you feel like you are left behind or you are remaining behind. There is no way. So that is a problem that we also face in this life, because we like to compare our lives to others' lives. And this brings us real pressure in our lives. And this is why I even mentioned the fact that I am so proud of myself, because I have learned to not succumb to pressure. Mm-mm. You know, when things are trending, whether it's a hairstyle that is trending, and I see people running to salons for that hairstyles, I don't. Because why? Or if it's certain cloth wear or fashion that is trending, and you see people buying these things, you know, everywhere, I will not. Because that is their life and that is not my life. Because the real pressure comes to now you comparing, oh, so who, they always do their hair every week. They change their hairstyle, right? They can afford to change their hair 4 times in a month. Can you afford to have 4 different hairstyles in 1 month? Can you? You know very well you haven't yet reached that stage where you can afford to change hairstyle even 2-3 times in a day. But you want to compare yourself to somebody who has gotten to that stage in their life to be able to change their hairstyles 2 times in a day or 4 times in a month. We really bring unnecessary pressure or problems to ourselves, right? You are not behind in life. If anything, it's just a matter of time. You know, you will, as long as you are pushing, as long as you are on your own path, and you know that one day I will be in a position where I will be able to change 4 hairstyles in a month, that is every week, you shouldn't compare to yourself, because at the end of the day, comparison is the real pressure. Because when we compare our lives to others, especially online, as I've mentioned, it creates a false sense of delay and inadequacy. You feel like, I am so behind, you know. You even feel like, am I even doing the right things in life? But then one thing that I've realized that we always forget is that a person who has reached the top, or a person who seems to have reached the top, they came from the bottom as well. You know, the bottom where you are and you are working to get to the top, that's where they also came from. There is no way in this life that, unless if it's just generational wealth, that probably the person was just born into money, they didn't have to work a day in their life. Money was just there when they were born. Money was just there. Unless if those type of people. But if it's people who even share their journey online on social media, they tell you that, you know, I used to do 2 jobs, 3 jobs at a time, and now they are millionaires or they are billionaires. It shouldn't make you feel like you are delayed, you are behind, or you are inadequate. No. If anything, it should be able to motivate you that, you know what? This person also came from somewhere and they got somewhere. So you can also come from somewhere and get somewhere. Started from the bottom, now we're here. I don't know if you people know that song by Drake. It is titled Started from the Bottom. Yes. I used to listen to that song so much back in the days. I don't know what happened. I have gotten somewhere in my life where I can actually refer to, I started from the bottom, now I am here. So we need to stop comparing ourselves to others, because that is real pressure. And this is what brings us to feel like we are behind in life. But in all honesty, you are not behind in life. Nobody's behind in life. we are all just walking our own path, because we all need to move at our own pace. Each person has to move on their own pace. Nobody has to move on another person's pace. If somebody gets a job at the age of 22 years old, and you are probably 35, you are maybe 40 years, you are looking for your job, shouldn't make you feel like you are delayed or you are behind. No, you are not. That person's path meant that they get a job at 22 years old. And your path, probably you will get a job at 40 years, at 41, 42, whenever. But eventually it is going to happen for you. So we are a few seconds to the hour of 5 o'clock. And of course, it is a Sunday, the 8th of February, 2026. So how many days more to go to Valentine's Day? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days. 5 days. And we are going to be, you know, we are going to be tested online. Oh my goodness, we are going to be tested, that's for sure. Because the lovers, they are going to show us flames. And of course, Sundays is also for lovers. A shout out to all the lovers who are tuned in. Yes. So, yeah. Remember, there is no a set timeline when it comes to achieving certain things in life. And also, comparison is the real pressure. Comparing ourselves online is the real pressure, especially online. Ooh, go online because you want to go view something. You just want to go check something. Not that you are going online to go compare your life with other people's lives. No, there is nothing real online, to be honest. People will never put their struggles online. People will always put their happy moments online. And then when you see those, you think, oh, other people, they are just living happy lives and I'm here struggling and I'm unhappy. No, that's not the truth. So our next point of discussion is that progress looks different for everyone. And that's the honest truth. You know, progress looks different for everyone. You know, not all growth is visible. Emotional healing, learning, restarting, and surviving are all forms of progress. Every time when I feel like I want to go back into the mindset of feeling like I am behind in life, I come back here. You know, I definitely come back here where I ask myself, where you are right now, is it where you were last year? Or the year before that? Or the year before and before that? Is it where you were? To be honest, no, it's not. So progress looks different for everyone. You know, sometimes just surviving an emotional roller coaster, that is progress. Maybe something happened to you and it put you in a very unhealthy emotional space where you had to find healing, where you had to find, you know, survival ways to come out of that emotional space. That is growth. Because one day you are able to sit with someone or others and actually relate and tell them that, you know what, I was also in that situation emotionally, but this is how I navigated to get where I am today. And also learning in life, when you learn, that is also visible growth. That is also progress, because something that you got to learn today is not something that you knew yesterday. But then you find a lot of people who want to compare themselves to others that, oh, that one has a master's degree, that one has a PhD, and I just have a certificate, I just have a diploma. But you are forgetting that when you are having that certificate, when you're having that diploma or just a mere degree, there's somebody out there who has nothing, not even grade 12, not even grade 10, nothing at all. They are just surviving. So progress looks different for everyone. And also restarting in life. A lot of us, we do restart in life, but then we don't realize the progress that we have made. We don't, to be honest. Because when it comes to restarting, you deciding, I'm going to leave all of this behind. I think an example that I can give when it comes to restarting is mostly in relationships or marriage. People invest so much in marriage or relationships. So it usually gets to the point where they find themselves having to choose to restart, because maybe the relationship is no more conducive, or maybe the marriage is no more conducive. So they now have to restart. That is progress. And usually when people restart, they don't see it as progress. They might just see it as failure, or they might see it as being left behind in life, not realizing that the relationship where you are coming from, or the marriage where you are coming from, you have decided to outgrow that situation. You have decided to move forward with your life, not stay behind or remain behind. Mm-mm. You have decided to move forward with your life. So people don't even see those little things when it comes to progress, because it looks different for everyone. And also just surviving, you know, surviving, every day surviving is also a form of progress in each one of us' lives. Because other people, they don't get to survive other situations, unfortunately. And it's very sad. If you survived that module that you failed, whereas somebody decided to take their own life because of failing the same module that you also failed, that is a form of progress, because you decided, you know what? I'm not going to remain behind. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to make sure that the next time that I write this module, it is going to be much better. I'm going to pass this module. So progress looks different for everyone. It's not the same at all. And this is why we need to stop feeling like we are behind. We are remaining behind. Mm-mm. You are not behind. And I want you, when you start off this new week, to remember these things that I am telling you. That there is no timeline in life. No timeline. Nobody should come to you and tell you, you are late. If you didn't get a job now, then it's too late for you. It's not too late for you. Who told them that it's too late for you? You know. Or nobody should come to you and tell you, it's too late to get married now. What are you going to do in marriage? It's not like you are even going to be able to get kids. Mm-mm. That is not any of your business. So there is no timeline. Nobody sets timeline. And we need to stop listening to people who come to us and tell us, oh, you are late. No, you are not late. You are walking your own path and you are moving at your own pace. And also when it comes to comparing ourselves, that's very dangerous. And we need to stop doing that. We need to stop. When you go on social media pages and you see how people are posting their lives, that should not make you feel like you also want to live that lifestyle when you know you cannot. It's not healthy. It's not necessary. And we need to remember that progress looks different for everyone. You know, not all growth is visible. You might be growing and you might not be seeing that you are growing. And that's the funny thing about life. But 2 or 3 years from now, when you look back, you'll be like, wow, I was actually in a space of progress and I was not remaining behind. I was not behind in life at all. I was actually progressing, because not all growth is visible at all. Because you also need to remember that you have grown emotionally, right? How you are right now, 2026 emotionally, I don't think that's how you were 2024. Mm-mm. No. I have told the story of how I used to be very short-tempered. There are times when it kicks in and I cannot control it, but I can sit here and say I have really grown emotionally. I have grown. Because I am more patient now, I am more tolerant now compared to how I was maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago. And usually when I sit and I reminisce, and I'll be like, wow, you have actually come a long way, you know. The short temper, I cannot say that the short temper is completely gone or it has disappeared, but I think I've gotten to a place where I know how to regulate myself. If somebody starts to make me see red, I know how to regulate myself in that situation compared to back then. The moment you start making me see red, it's not going to be good at all, you know. So growth is not always visible, but it is there. You just look for it. You will find it. That's for sure. That's for sure. So a few seconds to 10 past the hour of 5 o'clock. This is a very lovely conversation that we are starting off the week with. You are not behind in this life. Always remember that we live in a world that is driven by timelines, unfortunately. You know, people have timelines, people have milestones, you know, and there's always constant comparison. So it will always get to us as people, you know, feel pressure because you feel the need like, I need to catch up. My age mate has now bought 2 cars, or my age mate owns 2 cars now. They also have properties. Maybe they are also running a business and all that. And you, when you look at yourself, you feel like, it's not giving. Whereas you just don't know that one day you might also just own 3 cars, 4 or 5 cars. You might own a lot of properties. So we need to stop comparing ourselves. We will go for a musical break. I feel like I'm preaching. I feel like I'm preaching, but yes, it is something that I'm really passionate about. Conversations that I have with those around me, sisters, friends, cousins, brothers, you know, because it's hectic out here. It's not easy. Especially with the social media thingy, it's really not easy. So here is sounds of Luther Vandross. Yes. And also, if you haven't watched the Grammy Awards for the year 2026, please go do that. Go watch, because you are missing out. A lot of nice things happened. A lot of creative artists, you know, got awards they deserve. So here is every year. Every Christmas, even though we just came from Christmas, but yeah, it is a Sunday, and sounds like this, they go very well with the Sunday. I'll see you on the other side.
I've waited and waited for someone I never see, but I'm so sentimental and I'm so hopeful you'll be here. So here I am every year, every Christmas. That we met, and oh yes, I believed you as you told me, as you said you'd be here every year, every Christmas. There must be a lesson
same corner where we met, and I'll be here every year, every Christmas.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Obsession.
Unhealthy dependency.
Can you return to normal after this study?
Absolutely.
Define love.
20 past the hour of 5 o'clock, you were listening to Sounds of Zed and Katy Perry on this one that is titled 365. And before that one, well, the lovely, marvelous voice of Luther Vandross also came through with Every Year, Every Christmas. Yes, it is a beautiful Sunday. Now, when I was coming to work, I even thought it was going to rain like very heavily. I don't know, maybe it rained in the location where I live. Because sometimes you will see that if it rains this side, the other side it doesn't rain. And if it rains the other side, this side it does not rain. Yeah. So, but it was very cloudy. And I actually thought that it was going to rain like heavily, but doesn't look like that. But now my wish is that it should rain when I get home. Yes, not now, but when I get home. So we continue with our conversation for today, which is you are not behind in life, right? So today's conversation speaks to anyone who feels late, anyone who feels stuck or pressured by timelines that are set by society, family, or social media. So hence, I have touched on the first point, which is who sets the timeline. The second point, which is comparison, is the real pressure. And of course, the third point, which is progress, looks different for everyone. And when we talk about, pressures or timelines set by society, family, or social media, you know, especially family also has this thing of putting so much pressure on people or on individuals when it comes to, yeah, when are you getting married? Look at your friends or your peers, who they are married. When are you giving us grandkids? Look at who they've given their parents grandkids. So that is pressure that can actually make somebody feel like, you know what? I think I am behind. I'm really behind. But in all honesty is that nobody is behind at all. Nobody is behind at all, because life does not run on a single clock. Everyone has their own path and everyone is moving at their own pace. So social media should not make you feel like you are behind. Family members should not make you feel like you are behind, as well as just society in general should not make you feel like you are behind. So our next point that we are going to talk about is that, you know, when you start late, it also still leads to meaningful success, as I have mentioned before. Because somebody will become successful at 25, you know, have everything they want. Get a car, get a house, get married, maybe have kids at 25, 26 there. But when they reach the age of 40 something, they lose everything, you know. So when you start late, you can also still get to become successful. Like you really do. And this is why I always tell people that it's never too late to start, to be honest. In all aspects of your life, it's never too late to start. If you want to go study, if you feel like you want to go study, go and study. There's no timeline or deadline when it comes to studying and acquiring a qualification or an education. There's really no deadline. And if you feel like you want to leave that marriage you have been in, probably you got married way earlier and now you have realized that it's not something you want, you can go and start over. Does not mean that you are not going to survive as a single person or as a divorcee. No, you are going to survive. You know? Because when it comes to starting late and it still leads to a meaningful success, There are a lot of examples from everyday life and public figures who found their footing later and still built fulfilling lives. That is the honest truth. If you do research on people or figures who, you know, started late in their life, but still led to a meaningful success, you will find them. They are there. So you shouldn't feel like, oh, because you are 30 now or you are 30 something, you'll feel like, I am way behind. I can't start anything now because what am I going to start? My peers are already far in life. My peers are driving expensive cars. My peers have houses. They have partners and all that. No. You can actually still start late and become successful more than your peers who even became successful earlier in their lives. And that's the funny thing about life. It does not have a clock. Mm-mm. As long as you start, you focus, believe me, you will get somewhere in this life. The only people who I have seen really struggle and suffer, it's people who don't want to do anything for themselves. Like they just want to sit and everything has to be done for them. Such individuals have realized that they are the people who are really behind and they really suffer in life because they are not doing anything. Success will never come to you when you are not pursuing it. That's for sure. You will never become anybody in life when you are not pursuing that person. If you know you want to become a doctor, you need to pursue the person you are wishing to become by, you know, making sure that you pass very well, you enroll for a medical course, and then you become a doctor. But you just sitting at home and wishing, I wish I would become a doctor. It does not happen magically. Mm-mm. It doesn't. So late starts, they still lead to meaningful success. It doesn't matter when you decide to start. If you decide to start, best believe that you will reach somewhere in this life. So the next point is that life has seasons, not deadlines. And some seasons are for building, others are for resting, learning, or letting go. So being in a quiet season doesn't mean you are failing. And a lot of us really, we really confuse seasons for deadlines. And honestly speaking, life has seasons, to be honest. If you have noticed in your life, there are times when things are really going well, you know, no struggle, no sweat. Things are just going very well for you. And there are times when things are just going down the drain, no matter how much you do, no matter what you do, things just end up going down the drain. So we need to understand that those are seasons. There are seasons where you are going to win. There are seasons where you are going to fail. But that is life in general. And it does not mean that when you are facing other seasons where things seem to go down the drain or things seem to not turn out the way you want them or you wish or you were hoping, then you start feeling like you are failing. No, you are not failing. Unfortunately, that is life. It's balanced with the good and the bad. You will find yourself, you know, getting the good things in life. And at some point, you also find yourself having the bad side of life. So life has seasons. It is not deadlines. So when other people are having good seasons, and maybe you are just experiencing bad seasons, it shouldn't make you feel like you are failing or you are behind. Mm-mm. It's just a season. Best believe me that it will eventually also pass. There's that word that I love a lot. I usually say it to people when they are telling me their situations, their bad situations, and they feel like it's long overdue. This bad situation is not, you know, passing by. I always remind people that this too shall pass. Yes, this too shall pass. Because that is life. Life has seasons, not deadlines. You might be experiencing a very bad situation where you feel like, oh, it's not ending. I'm not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But when you see the light at the end of the tunnel, you will remember that, you know what? That was just a season, actually. So we should always, always keep in mind that life has seasons, and it does not mean that you are behind. And we should stop comparing ourselves to others. When others are having their good seasons and we are having our bad seasons, we just need to know that eventually we are also going to have our good seasons, and they are also going to have their bad seasons. So there is also a danger of rushing life. And I think the danger of rushing life is the danger that I keep mentioning here in terms of 25. And then when you get to 40, everything is nothing but breadcrumbs. You know, because what happens when people force timelines, you know, burn out, wrong choices and regret? And I have seen this mostly. People who get married young, believe me, people who get married young, there are those who usually survive, you know, the regret or, you know, the wrong choices. There are people who usually survive that, but it's not all of them. I have seen that people who do things or choices in their 20s, it's like they always regret those choices. Because there is a danger in rushing life, to be honest. There is. And it's like the older I'm becoming now, the more wiser I am becoming as well. And the more I'm also realizing that, you know what? I think there's a reason why other things or certain things in life are delayed. Because there is a danger when you rush life. You rush to get married. You rush to have kids. You rush to do this. You rush to do that. And then eventually you will realize that, you know what? That was so unnecessary. That was so unnecessary. Getting married was so unnecessary. Having so many kids was so unnecessary. You know, there are people who come to me and they tell me, had I known better, you know, had I been in a better position. So there is a danger when it comes to rushing life. I have also even seen the people who, you know, became successful at a very young age. When you look at them now, you really feel bad, and you actually understand probably why your life got so delayed. But then you also understand that it was not delayed, actually. It was just a path that I was on to end up in the right space in life. Because other people, they rush their life not knowing that they are bringing, you know, bad things. They are bringing danger. They are bringing burnout into their own life. Because you can also experience burnout in your own life. Whereas you were just rushing to do things. You were not thinking thoroughly. You were just making unnecessary choices. And then you find yourself regretting your choices. You find yourself, you know, thinking about the wrong choices you were making. So that is also something we need to think about when we are thinking about being left behind in life. There is danger in rushing your life. Walk your own path and move at your own pace always. Don't rush. Don't rush. Another thing we need to know is that we can redefine success in our own terms, you know. We can redefine success in our own terms. And when I talk about our own terms, we can define success based on our values. We can define success based on peace. And we can also define success purpose rather than age or comparison. And on this particular point, when we talk about redefining success on your own terms, in terms of values, in terms of peace and purpose, I think this is where I can come in and say, you know, to be honest, if anything, I have gotten to a point where I can say I am successful in this life. You know, I am successful in this life. And I also want you to sit and reflect. And when you redefine success, you tell yourself, you know what? I'm actually successful in this life. Because when you look at others, you will realize that, you know what? I am successful. Very. And we need to stop, you know, defining success based on age or comparisons, comparing others. That, oh, who they, you know, they are 30 years old or they are 30 something and they have this and that and then and then and that and you don't. Mm-mm. That is not a way of redefining success. When you look at your values, you know, you are like, ooh. Because for me, when I say I am successful in terms of my values, I am talking about, you know, at my age, it's rare to find people or women at my age who are unmarried and they don't have kids and, you know, they are independent. That's rare to find. And when I sit and I look at those values, I'm like, ooh, I am actually successful. Very successful. I don't have to compare myself in terms of my age mates, you know, they got married, they have kids, or they have this and then and then and then. No, that is their own success as well. Let them redefine their own success in their own way. And I'm also going to define success in my own way. And I am actually successful. I have a peace of mind, you know, like so much peace of mind. I don't have to think about how am I going to take care of this human or these humans at the end of the day if their father does not provide or if their father is absent. I don't have those thoughts at all. I have a peace of mind, you know, whereas it's just me. If I have to think about what am I going to eat when I knock off from here, it's me, only me. I don't have to think about what is my child going to eat when I knock off. Mm-mm. That is peace of mind and that is success for me. I am successful. I am not behind. Mm-mm. I am not behind. If I ever get to a point where, you know, I get married, I have kids, I do this, I do that, I do that, then I am going to redefine that success at that time. Right now, I am redefining success where I am, which is very, very lovely. Yes. So another point is grace for where you are right now, which is very important. And I think this is where I was also touching in terms of if I ever get to another point in my life, I am going to redefine success then. But right now, I am redefining success where I am, you know. So grace for where you are right now. Learn to be kinder to yourself and accept your current chapter without shame. Because one thing you need to remember is that this chapter is not going to be the end of your life. No, this is just another chapter. Just as there have been other chapters before, this is also just another chapter. So you need to learn to be kinder to yourself. I remember there was, I think it was 2024. Yes, it was 2024. 2024 was a very mixed year for me. Yes, there were ups, there were downs as well. I even fell into depression in 2024. I was depressed for some time. It even got to a point where I was, you know, feeling so lonely, like I was alone. And I remember asking myself that, are you going to be alone for the rest of your life? Which was not a normal question to ask myself, because what do you mean are you going to be alone for the rest of your life? Because it was just a chapter where I was feeling alone. And I needed to be kinder to myself to know that this is just a chapter. You are just depressed and maybe depressing comes with, you know, feeling lonely, feeling like, okay, why are you living alone and all that? So we need to learn to be kinder to ourselves and accept our current, you know, chapter without shame. And I remember it was a very difficult time, 2024. Like, it was difficult. I even started asking myself, why are you so alone? Why don't you go out? Why don't you step out and all that? But it was just a chapter, and that chapter came to close, and a new chapter opened. And when a new chapter opened, that's when I realized, okay, we needed to experience that chapter for us to come and experience this chapter. So grace where you are right now, because that is just your current chapter. It's not going to be there forever. Mm-mm. It's not going to be there forever. And last but not least, always remember that small steps still count, right? Daily effort, no matter how small, it compounds over time. So what you do today, what you do tomorrow, at the end of the week, you will realize that I've actually been doing something here. I was just not sitting idle and not doing anything. I've actually been doing something here. Because when you're doing small things or small steps in life, you will not realize what you are achieving or what you are getting to until it accumulates and it becomes something you can see. And then you are like, oh, this is what I've been up to, you know. So always remember that small steps, they also still count. You know, your daily efforts, they do count at the end of the month. At the end of the month, when you look back how January was, you'll be like, oh, it was actually something. So you are not behind. Mm-mm. And nobody is behind at all. Every time you feel like you are behind, remember that you are just walking your own path, and you are walking that path at your own pace. So it's not fair for you to compare yourself to Abigail. It's not fair for you to compare yourself, you know, to Tate France or to Helmut, because each individual is walking their own path, and they are walking their own path at their own pace. If I get married and I have kids, that is my path, and I'm moving at my own pace. So one day when you feel like, I also want to do this, you will do it. But let's not do things because we feel pressured. Let's not do that. Let's not fall for pressure or timelines, because they are not real at all. If anything, us as human beings, we are the ones who set timelines for ourselves, which should not be the case. I don't want anybody coming to me and telling me you need to have kids before 40, because how do you know that I don't want to have kids when I'm 40 something? You don't know that. So you cannot come to me and tell me you need to have kids before 40. Oh, I was sneezing. I don't know why I'm sneezing. I hope it's not allergies. Yes. So timelines are set by us as human beings, and they really don't matter when it comes to living life. In some cases they do, but not really, to be honest. Timelines shouldn't make you feel like you are behind in life. Mm-mm, they shouldn't. Maybe get motivated at the fact that my peers are somewhere in life, so I also need to get somewhere in life. But it shouldn't pressure you into feeling like, oh, my peers are way in life. I'm so behind. I don't think I'll ever catch up. You will catch up. So it is now 16 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And at the hour of 6, I will be saying goodbye to you until next Sunday, the 15th of February. So it's going to be the Sunday after the Lover's Day, which is on the 14th, the Saturday, Valentine's. Ooh, how I wish the crossover was next Saturday. So, you know, we can come and share the lovers, you know, come on air and share with us how the Valentine's is going. How are you experiencing it and all that? Like I said, if I'll be here next Sunday, And I'll be, you know, maybe I'll get a Valentine's partner. I don't know. You never know. I might. But if I don't, I'll come let you guys know that nothing happened. I was just home. And if I do, I will let you know that, something happened. Yes. So here is the sounds of Mary J. Blige, 25-8. And after this one, Boys to Men will come through with On Bended Knee. I'll see you on the other side.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Girl, it's driving me insane. And I know I just need one more chance to prove my love to you. And if you come back to me, I'll guarantee that I'll never let you go.
calling this time when the show has come to an end. Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
All righty.
I was trying to this number, but it's not ringing every day.
Is it?
It's true. Is it Eagle FM?
Yes, it's Eagle FM.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm always listening on Eagle FM, but these days I don't get it right. Why?
Where are you?
I'm in Katima.
Oh, the frequency is down in Katima.
Yeah.
But if you have a smartphone, you can listen to us on the app.
Oh, what's your app?
It's Eagle FM. If you go on Play Store and you look for Eagle FM, you will find the application.
All right.
Yes.
I'll search for it.
Okay. Vitumezi?
Vitumezi Nirono.
Changwe.
Good.
Mm. They are looking for the frequency. Boys to Men on bended knee. Now my nose is kind of like blocked because I'm sneezing. I think I'm experiencing allergies. Should be things that I ate yesterday when I was out. My body is so weird. 4 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Well, before I say my goodbyes to you, I just like to, what is the word? Why is it disappearing? Yes. So I'd like to remind you that always, always remember you are not left behind in life. Please, you are not left behind in life. Avoid the comparisons on social media and how people are living their lives. Because one thing you need to know is that you are walking your own path and you are moving at your own pace. So from me, Abigail, until next Sunday, maybe, next Sunday, the 15th of February. So it is adios. Do enjoy the rest of your week. And to the lovers, well, happy Valentine's Day to you, because I will not be around to wish that for you. Leaving you with the sounds of Whitney Houston. Why does it hurt so bad? Bye bye.
Why does it hurt so bad? Why do I feel so sad? Thought I was over you, but I keep crying when I don't love you. So why does it hurt so bad? You go so, why does it hurt me so? I gotta get you out of my head. It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad, babe. My life's been better since the day I left you, boy. I must admit, life's been kind to me. I went and did a